Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
All I have in these hands and multiply. God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire.
Come on, say.
Yeah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the King. Set us on fire, hallelujah to King Jesus. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams. Here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. And we are sponsored by churchgirldresses.com, the place where good girls shop. From church wear to casual wear to evening wear, we got you covered. Make sure you visit churchgirldresses.com, sizes up to XXL and 26W. Enter the code CHURCHGIRL to get 20% off of your entire purchase. Our topic for today is foolish decisions. Foolish decisions. And we're coming from Psalm 27, verses 7 through 10. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. Monday through Friday, you can call in live at 7 a.m. Eastern. The number is 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. And I welcome everyone tuned in live with me right now. But if you cannot call in at 7 a.m., you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. on my website, feelthefire.com. That's FeelDFire.com. Or even better, follow the podcast by texting the letters BF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. You will receive a confirmation text, which includes today's teaching. If you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, feelthefire.com. FeelDFire.com. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in Psalm 27, verses 7 through 10, reading from the KJV. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face. My heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Last verse. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic? Say it aloud with me right now. Foolish decisions. Last night, I had a dream. And in the dream, I was entering the ocean to swim. And I was with someone I know in the dream, someone whom I really know in real life. And that person had on a life jacket. And that person is already an excellent swimmer. Well, I don't know how to swim at all. You throw me out in the water, you know, yeah, I'm going to flail my arms and cry out. But I'll sink like a rock. I cannot swim. As we entered the ocean and I looked out, all I could see was water, nothing but water. And I can tell you in real life that kayaking one time with some friends, and once we made it from the little bank, probably no more than 4 feet out, and there was a pier protruding out into the water. This was on the bay, of course, not the ocean. And I even had on a life jacket. And a friend in the front of the kayak, because it was like a two-person kayak, she had on a life jacket. She's a retired Marine. And she could swim well, but I couldn't swim. Once we made it out about 4 feet, I panicked. Oh, no, I'm going to drown. I'm going to drown. Turn this kayak around. Get me out of here. Because the visualization of all that water and knowing that she was taking me out into the middle of all that water and I couldn't swim, it frightened me. But even then, I could see the pier. And so what she did is she took the oar and said, Rossi, we're not even past walking distance. So she put the oar down into the bottom of the water, and I could see that we weren't even far enough out where the water would have come over my knees, but I was scared. I say that to say that if I was so scared in real life in a kayak with another person who could swim who had on a life jacket, and I actually had on a life jacket, and I could see a pier, imagine my fright level in that dream. When I'm looking out and all I can see is ocean. But I don't have on a life jacket. The swimmer has on a life jacket. And I made the comment, you have on a life jacket, but I can't swim. And the swimmer said to me, trust me, I got you. You know, I'm not going to let you drown. So I went out into the ocean, and the swimmer is swimming, and the person has me by the arm, and the person is swimming. And the farther we got out into the ocean, the more afraid I became. And all of a sudden, we got into the middle of the ocean. This is in my dream. And the person let go of my hand, turned around, and started swimming back to the bank. And in that minute, I mean immediately, I did not even have an opportunity to start screaming or thinking I was about to drown. Jesus appeared in the dream. He took my hand and he pulled me up from the water. Stay with me here. And after he pulled me up from the water to a standing position, such as he was, I turned around and began running across the water toward the bank. And I was able to run so fast that I outran the swimmer who was swimming. Now, I read to you Psalm 27, Glory, verses 7 through 10. And in that 10th verse, the psalmist said, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Because in the prior verse, he just beseeched God not to turn away from him in anger, because God has been his help. So leave me not nor forsake me, God. You see, because sometimes we've made foolish decisions. In that dream, and the Lord speaks to me a lot through dreams, and sometimes I can interpret and sometimes I can't. And when I can't, I pray for interpretation, or, you know, I get that interpretation. But, you know, in that dream, what was so interesting was the foolish decision of me trusting someone else enough to the detriment of my own life. Glory. Because I know the person who's in that dream with me. And I actually do trust that person unequivocally. But how foolish was it to trust someone so much, to allow the person to lead me out into the middle of the ocean, knowing I could not swim, and watching that person put on the protection of the life jacket, and here I am putting my life in someone else's hands foolishly. Foolish decisions. Have you ever made one? Have you ever trusted someone to your detriment? Have you ever gave away your secrets or your dreams? Have you ever disclosed to someone something that later you regretted disclosing because then they scandalized you or defamed you? They got mad at you and they spread all of your business all on social media, all throughout the streets. They're on a mission to destroy you. Foolish decisions. But what was so great is that God was letting me know that even in my folly, even in my foolishness, when anyone else would forsake me, God would be there to take me up. And when God, hallelujah, takes you up out of the foolish ramifications of your own silly and stupid decisions, God strengthens you. God renews you and gives you your second wind to the point where you can run right past whomever abandoned you, whomever threw you out in the deep, whomever left you, whomever backbited you, whomever defamed you and gossiped on you, whomever was unappreciative of what you've done. When God takes you up, when God sets your path, even the enemy cannot prevail against you. They may plot, they may plan, they may strategize, they may even put things into action. But if you will do as the psalmist did, cry out to God, ask him to hear you, develop relationship with him, even when you don't even have it in you to flail your arms, to beg for help, he'll be right there. Glory. He'll take you up. He'll take you out of the miry pit. He'll set you upon a rock. Glory. He'll establish your goings. He'll turn your whole situation around. When my mother, when my father, when my sister or brother, when everyone else fails, when everyone else forsakes you, when even your own disobedience, your own desperation, your own low self-esteem, your own rebellion causes you to be where you ought not to be, Jesus, glory is there. He'll take you up. Hallelujah. We're almost out of time. Let's go into prayer. I'm feeling this thing. Are you feeling this thing? Hallelujah. Glory. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you and we ask forgiveness of our sin. Father, help us from our foolish decisions. Father, forgive us and heal us, rescue and save us from our own rebellion and disobedience. We are crying out to you. And Lord, we thank you that you have heard us and that you are always there, always there, always there. And Father, we magnify you that even when people purposefully are trying to help us by taking us out into the deep because they're wanting us to grow, we still don't have to be afraid. No matter what happens, when everyone else forsakes us, and when we make foolish decisions, glory, then you will take us up. Father, some of us have family members who are incarcerated, foolish decisions. Some of us, God, have money issues, not due to lack of income, but due to money mismanagement, foolish decisions. Some of us, Father, have lost spouses due to infidelity or rudeness, abrasiveness, due to not appreciating what we had, foolish decisions. Some of us have intimacy or we have hostility in our homes right now because we don't know how to talk to one another. We don't know how to show the love of Christ. We're judgmental, foolish decisions, driving our loved ones away. Father, some of us have lost jobs because we didn't know how to be at work on time or how to be a good employee. Foolish decisions. But we praise you because you're such a great God that even in that situation, you take us up. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone listening right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Everyone say, I give my foolish decisions to you, Lord. Amen. Let me do the altar call and then assign your task for today. For those of you who are not saved or who are backslidden or who have made foolish decisions, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Father, I confess that I'll think before I act. Now, Father, I confess that I won't trust anybody more than I trust you. Say it again. Now, Father, I confess that I won't trust anybody more than I trust you. Now, Father, I say I love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Everyone, make sure you're going to church, you're in Bible study. Make sure you're at Sunday school. Make sure you are in your word. You're praying, spending quality time with Christ, which includes participating in Daily Fire Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. Go to the website, feeldfire.com, and text the letters DF. For Daily Fire, to phone number 33222 to follow. All right, our topic for today is foolish decisions. I can tell you I've made some. Your task for today is to think before you act and speak. And whatever you've already done that causes you to be left out in the deep, submit it unto the Lord. All right, I'll see you in the morning. Share this with someone else. Hallelujah. God will always be there for you.
Woo! Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
All I have in these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire.